Father, I thank you for Sister Faye and the rest of the children, the grandchildren, and all the family members, sisters and brothers who are here this morning. I pray your presence upon us as my son has prayed in a supernatural way. All the friends who've come to share in this memorial service. Holy Spirit, open the Bible to us. Speak to us out of your word, Lord. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bible or your phone or your iPad or whatever way, turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. And I want to commemorate Monique on behalf of God from the subject, the power of living under an open heaven. Understanding the power of a person who is living under an open heaven. Jesus opened heaven for us. And no man, not even the devil, can close it. Not even death. Once you get under that open heaven, death, Satan, the world system, none of your enemy can close that door. Understanding the power of living under an open heaven. In Matthew chapter 3, it is revealed how the Lord pioneered the open heaven for us at a baptism. Here in Matthew 3:13, it said, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Now notice in the verse 15, and Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Now in the 16th verse, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, if you notice in the 16th verse, it says the heavens was open to him. He was baptized to open heaven for us. When Monique accepted him as our personal Savior, heaven opened for her, and she had not to worry about dying anymore. You see, as a Christian, you live a supernatural lifestyle. You're in a physical body, but in the spirit, you know you already have eternal life. It's a supernatural life. You may go through some pain, you may go through some sickness, you may go through some trouble, but yet you know that you have a supernatural life with God. I ask of you today, if you have not made that decision, do it today. Have a supernatural life with God. Now, faith has no funeral. You can't bury faith. Faith is alive forevermore. You understand that? My brothers and sisters, the Lord said to me, tell them you cannot bury faith. At physical death, faith takes a child of God to another level of living. Money gone to another level. We suffering because we know we're going to miss her, but she gone to another level. I'm not worried about her. Because I know I've seen her sing up here. She got her business fixed. I've seen her rock and roll, you know, on Godhead. So I'm not worried about her. I miss her, but I'm not worried about her. So it would be disrespectful to God to weep without hope, without faith, and without love in our hearts. At this, listen to me, temporary separation. What I said? Now, see, if you believe in the supernatural, you believe in God, if you believe in eternal life, if you believe in everlasting life, you have to know this is only temporary. In the spirit world, she's still alive. I'm going to read from words of Jesus in a few moments to prove that to you more clearly. So I'm here to tell you, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 23, verse 4, yea, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And so all we're doing is walking through that valley. But we who are born of God, we don't have to be afraid, because God is with us and he's the eternal God. Are you listening to me? So I'm here as a servant of God to tell you this day that she walked through a valley and a shadow of death, but it couldn't hold her. Right. Yeah. Now, again, let me turn, and I'm not going to be long, to John 14. But I have to respect this child by preaching this thing properly. That's right. Understanding the power of living under an open heaven. When Monique transitioned the other day, the door was already open. She left her physical body, but I'm told there's another body. We're here temporarily. In John's Gospel, verse chapter 14, this transition is kind sort of explained to us by Jesus himself. John 14, 1. Yes, sir. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. How many believers we got in Jesus here? So he tells us about a transitioning period. A place. In my Father's house. Monique got one. A mini mansion. If it were not so, I would not, it's Jesus talking, you see. I would not have told you. Oh my goodness, look what he says at the end of verse 2. I go to prepare a place for you. Thank God I got a prepared place for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe what Jesus said. This is in red. I go to prepare a place for you. In red represent blood. You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. I'm not perfect, Bonnie was not perfect, but we love God. Yes. And we had grace covering us all the time. Yes. Whenever we got out of place, grace took over. Yes. As a Christian, when you get out of place, grace take over. Yes. Because God covered us with his grace. This prepared place. I go prepare a place for you, and oh, whoa. I will come again and receive you into myself. Whoa, watch this next verse. And that where I am, what did this saying to us? There you may be also, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know, and then Thomas got confused. Don't get confused. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Whoa, verse 6. Ha, 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 ha. Verse 6, I want to read this verse. Jesus said unto him, I am. Woo! Oh, you're a Christian, you ought to get excited now. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. How many of you are connected? How many of y'all got the way? How many of y'all got the truth? How many of y'all got the light? Some of y'all sitting here looking at me just like you're a church member. I'm talking about in there. I'm talking about knowing that you, oh my, knowing that you're connected, knowing that your life is directed, knowing what you're talking about up in here. I can't stand a Christian who can't shout for God. You need to do something. God done something for you, saved you from hell, and you ain't gonna raise your hand, you ain't gonna open your mouth, you ain't gonna say nothing. We got to praise him. Monique wanna praise him right now. She want us to praise him. Ooh. I'm almost through. There is an earthly body and there's a heavenly body for the believers in Christ. You understand me? There's an earthly brother. You understand me? There's an earthly body and there's a heavenly body. When you leave your earthly body, you go into your heavenly body. Yes, here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Let the Bible talk to us a few minutes. I'm almost through. Let the Bible talk to us a few minutes. I like the first words in this first verse in 2 Corinthians 5, the first three words. If you had your Bible, you would know what I'm talking about. For we know. That if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. Somebody talk to me in here. A house not made with hands. Where is it? Eternal in the heavens. So are you telling me that Monique moved out of this earthly body and moved into a supernatural body that she don't have to die no more? Are you telling me Monique is looking down here on us right now? She's still alive? Are you telling us Monique is more healthier than anybody up in here? Are you telling me she's more happy than anybody up in here? You better feel sad for yourself. When you're a real Christian, when you got a revelation, see this is not a reading life, this is a revelation life. The Holy Spirit opened things, because I couldn't handle it, you know, as a pastor, all these people, different people, they go home to be with the Lord, and I got to come and preach their funeral, but then I understand. Right, right. I know the old folks say you understand better by and by, but I don't understand right now. Understanding that there's an earthly house, but there also is a heavenly house. There's an earthly body. Talk to me in here. But there's also a heavenly body. Understand that there's a physical life that can be cut off, but there's a spiritual life that cannot be cut off. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. My God, let me move on. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's heavenly life. It's earthly house tabernacle. I'm clothed. See, can you identify with this these last few moments? See, how long I've been up here? 20 minutes? 15 minutes. Christ Jesus opened the heavens for me 2,000 years ago. How many can attest to that fact? How many can talk to me that fact? 2,000 years ago, he opened it. Secondly, how many can attest to this fact? I live right now under an open heaven. Now, if you live under open heaven, somebody ought to stand up and move a little bit. Oh, I live right now under an open heaven. And I want to magnify God. And I want to glorify God. And I want to thank God that I know that Monique is all right. Because Monique lived under an open heaven. And I have something to shout about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't lose my loved one. See, some people look for the most sad funeral. That's disrespect to God. We weep, we miss her, you know, but we have to see the brighter light. That old Baptist song said, "This is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine." I can see Monique up there moving right now. She had a move. If you look, you'll see her. With them heels on. Many Sundays I watch. Yeah, she loved God. Now, you know, y'all know I can hum and hoop and all. I ain't doing that. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to pastor her mom, her sister, you here too, her brother, all and they're nice people. Y'all come on back to church. That ain't your church where you at. I'm firing your pastor wherever you are. I need good people like that around me. People love you, you know. Let me try to close here. The Bible says that when this earthly house is dissolved, God has another building. Oh my goodness. I just thank God for Sister Faye. Nice lady, just a nice lady. I can see where the rest of them come from. And this little child here, this little daughter, she handled business when her mom, I communicated with her. Whatever I told her to do, she did it. You know, we anointed her with oil and prayed with her. But we let the Lord handle the situation. Stand up and lift your hand now.
with this family. Let this family know you got them backed up.
We release grace on you and the children. There are going to come a moment, but the Holy Spirit is going to be there. He's a partner. You hear me? Do y'all hear me? And at this memorial service, I speak grace over you at a time like this. Because when you separate from a loved one, it hurts. You understand? But the grace of God going to fulfill it. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, and temperance be upon your family today. And then if you get a little rough, the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of the Spirit be upon you, the supernatural faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing be upon you, and the great grace be upon all y'all who have traveled to come and say to this family, we love you. Great grace be upon your family and on your situation you're dealing with right now. Monique will want me to bless you. In the name of Jesus, every one of y'all under the sound of my voice, great blessing come to your home, come to your bodies, come to your marriages, and whatever you need right now. May that glory fill this place and be upon your life, and may your life never be the same again. I was at Monique memorial service, and God touched me, and God spoke to me, and the pain that I was going through and the problem that I was have gone through are solved now. And any pain in your body, may you be healed in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. If there's dissension in your family, may it be fixed today in the name that is above every name. Let me make these decrees now close. Prophetically, I'll make these decrees about Christ Jesus opened the heaven for me 2,000 years ago. Yes. I live under an open heaven. Yes. Heavenly blessings come upon me and overtake me. Yes. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. Yes. The angels of God ascend and descend upon my life because Christ dwells within me. I am the house of God, and Christ in me is the gate of heaven. Therefore, I can release heavenly glory into the earth. That's what Monique did. Heaven rain, revival blessings fall upon me. The Father favored me because Christ was baptized as me. What? Heaven atmosphere prevail like glory cloud over my life. I want all of y'all to remember, from this day forward, I want you to live in a heavenly atmosphere. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go back home, things are going to be straightened out. Yes. You're going to receive a phone call that you need to receive. See, there's so much power in God. You see what I'm saying? Monique dancing right now. Go ahead, Pastor. Talk to him. I want to give you this last decree. And I want this to be on your life, sort of a benediction, but yet an ongoing way to live. Amen. I experience an open heaven everywhere I go in whatever I do. Yes. Let me say it again now, because I'm prophesying this over you. Yes. You at this funeral, but you're getting prophesied over. Or this memorial service. I experience an open, this is what's going to happen to you from now on. How many of y'all never been under my ministry, never heard me preach? Raise your hand. All right, let me pronounce this on you. I experience an open heaven everywhere I go and in whatever I do. Now, on behalf of Monique and on behalf of Miss Faye and the rest of the family, I'm anointed for prosperity. Now, when I say prosperity, my brother, I'm not talking about just about money. I'm talking about being happily married for 52 years. And I don't, whether you know it or not, that's my blood son. That's my oldest son. The young man who was singing, that's another son. I got another son. He's gone. His father-in-law getting married. He's singing too. He would be here. I'm blessed. Ooh, I got three of the best little daughter-in-law calling me, right? Huh? Daughter-in-law. Oh, Jesus. Three. Oh, Jesus. They cook for me every day. Bring it and put it on the corner. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. Then I got a son-in-law. I think he's 50-something. Just like a little child. Humble. So what I'm telling you is, I'm trying to close, Miss Faye, but what I'm trying to tell you is, you're not here just for Monique. Monique is patting something back on to you. And as a man of God, I'm pronouncing on your life today on behalf of Jesus. No matter what your shortcoming, your mistake you've made, just forget about that right now. We're talking about right now. Amen. That there are going to be a shift in your life. Yeah, there's some things, I don't know how I got all the way over here. There's some things that have not been going right in your life. They're about to be straightened out now. Yeah. Somebody give him praise. So as Monique pastor, I pronounce apostolic prophetic blessing on every person under the sound of my voice. Things are going to be different. Lift your hand and praise God. Come on, sir. Lift your hand and praise God.